Well, grace, mercy, and peace be to you, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. And Merry Christmas officially. At least I think it is by the time it's around midnight. I was trying to get that last hymn exactly on midnight. It was just a couple of minutes off. But that's all right. But Christmas Day is finally here. And though I am tired, as I'm sure we all are, we are here today to celebrate our Savior's birth. For the past several weeks here at Blessed Savior, we've been going through so many wonderful promises that God has brought to His people, promising them that He will be with them and rescue them from any enemy, even as a great and mighty army was outside its city walls. We hear the promises of God giving His people His own law, so that they may walk in His ways and so may have eternal life. And we have also heard the great promise of how everyone is included in these promises, not just Israel, but the whole world, even God's enemies. They all will receive the promise of the Christ child to be born. And now, we reflect today on this Christmas 2020 about the promises God has given to us. And it's a new promise. Now the Israelites, because they knew God was with them, and we know that too, the promises here that God has brought, they almost seem, we know them by heart. How He promised in that wonderful, familiar Isaiah passage to bring a mighty counselor, an almighty God, the Prince of Peace. Handel's Messiah is a wonder, an Alleluia chorus. Truly bring that to light. But it's something different, something new. You see, God promises this from so long, but the promise that He brings here in Isaiah 9, is something that is new to the world and is so radical and so different, it must be talked about. For the first part of the promise is a light is shining from the face of God. We know light well in the Bible. God's very first thing in creation was He spoke and light appeared. The light of the world. We know that God's light was so bright that no one could look upon it. The light of the burning bush was so much for Moses that he had to turn away his face. The light of God was so bright that even Elijah, as he stood on Mount Sinai, had to avert his own gaze. For when the light shines, no darkness can hide. When the light comes, it brings about change. When the light comes into the world, something new happens and something wonderful is about to begin. Israel has this promise in Isaiah. And he starts his promise by saying that a light is shining. It appears to those who are walking in the midst of deep darkness, a darkness of despair, the darkness of the unknown, the darkness of death. We've seen this darkness. Israel saw it when they were surrounded by the Assyrian army. They saw the darkness when their entire kingdom collapsed and they were brought into captivity by Assyria into the north and Babylon in the south. And they knew despair. They knew hopelessness. They knew they were in mourning, but they had the promise that a light was shining on them. And this light would dispel the darkness and increase their joy. The nation that God had promised to Abraham would rejoice all the more. It would be a mighty, mighty nation, a player on history's board. And yet, this is a small joy that is compared to the light that has come to Israel. The people are glad and happy when this light has come into their lives. for they can bring it home with them. It can live with them. It can be joyful to them. As the time of harvest comes, when they bring in all the goods from around the land and they can enjoy it for a few solitary months for some good, wholesome meals, on this, the light comes into their homes, into their lives, and it never runs out. It never ends. The light, the promises of God are there for them always. And the promised light is even there. It seems too good to be true. The light, of course, we know to be Jesus Christ, a small child to be born. We know it's supposed to be a time of celebration, a time of singing, a time of joy. But right now, it doesn't feel like that. It didn't feel like that for the Israelites. On the day Jesus was born, Luke tells that there was a census being taken by the Roman emperor. The census was for tax reasons, and also reasons to see how many people he could field and draft for his armies, so they could go up and conquer northern territories and so expand Rome's influence. It was a time when Israel was in a dark place. Their teachers of the law, religious leaders, forgot the promises of God. They had a king ruling over them, yes, but he wasn't of their choosing. He wasn't even really an Israelite. It was a dark time. Promises of light are off. And though we can't compare exactly to that today, this Christmas is hard. It doesn't seem to be that joyful. We feel like we're chained to deep darkness. It's hard because we know that these chains are binding us. And we know what the Lord says. He promises in Isaiah that these chains that hold us, the chains of darkness, will be broken. He will break them asunder. And all the battles that we've been fighting, they'll be turned to naught, and peace will reign. He will even take the bloodied rags and burn them as in a fire, so that peace and prosperity and light will reign forevermore. And yet, we still feel chained. We still feel like the battle is still being fought. We still live in darkness. It's hard. I know. This has been a rough year for all of us. And I've felt this darkness a lot. COVID notwithstanding, this has been a really hard year. A joy and a light. My life, my son was born. It didn't feel like a joy, though, as I sat over his hospital bed a week after he was born, tubes connecting him with an open heart surgery, one of three to come. And I couldn't hold him. I couldn't even hear him cry because nothing could come out of his throat. Joy was there, but wrapped up in it, chaining down, was darkness, sadness, despair. Sitting at home every night, looking at my son, watching to see if he's breathing normally. For some parents, there's always, and all parents, there's that fear that we won't see our children in the morning. Many of us know that fear. And I look at my son and I know that fear greatly, for there might be a time when he doesn't wake up. It's hard. Deep darkness surrounds us. In a time when there's supposed to be so much joy, especially And Christmas, it's hard sometimes to see the light of Christ. This year especially, everyone has a story of despair. And everyone across the world knows of those chains of darkness, binding us and keeping us, and the light seeming so far away. But that is exactly why the light is felt even more keenly, though. For Christ came in a time when darkness was at its worst. And he came in the most unexpected way, in a way that makes almost no sense. When we expect someone to come and light to come, we expect it to be earth-shattering, to be completely revolutionary, to completely destroy everything in darkness. And yet, when this light came, when Christ came, he had the titles Wonderful God, Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. A small child, born in a time of darkness, who at the age of maybe 2 years old had to run away because every boy in Bethlehem was put to death, who had to go back and live in Egypt, away from God's people, away from his temple, away from the land that God had promised. And he had to grow up. It was hard. He suffered as we have suffered. He saw the death of his cousin, just born 6 months before him, whom he was so close to. He saw his friends die. He saw his own family not understand him. In fact, they wanted to take him away, for they didn't believe him and to silence him. His own mother wanted to do this as well. But the light of Christ shone, even amidst the deep darkness. For even amidst when the people came after him, threatening death, his light shone. He brought peace and healing. For he is God, the light of the world, who is there at the very creation of the world. He who made the heavens and the earth healed its people. He who made eyes and ears, tongues and voice, healed the mute, the blind, and the lame. And he was there, that light, piercing the darkness. And he said, there's so many. Here is comfort and peace and guidance in a place that seems so chaotic. For I have given you my law, that you may walk in it, that you may have clarity and there may be light. It is a light that came into this world, and it says to all of us, I have come into this world to be an everlasting light. Of my light there will be no end. Nations will rise, empires will fall, the seas will give way, the mountains will turn to rubble, but I will endure forever and ever. Of my light and my salvation there will be no end. My rule is everlasting, because it is not founded upon men, but upon myself, who from eternity chose you as my people, who knew you before you were even formed in your mother's womb, who establishes you as my brother and sister, and give you life and salvation through my own life, death, and resurrection. This is the light of Christ, the light that is felt so keenly in the darkness, because we know it cannot overcome it. We know that this light is going out into the world, and that angels sung about this light, continue to sing about it to this day. It is a light that shines even more brightly in the hearts and the lives of men and women who put aside themselves and take on Christ and do the work that he would have us do, not for ourselves but for others in need, so that others see Christ in us and see his light shining from us. It's a hard thing, but the light is felt nonetheless. It is not ended. It is not tucked away. It is not gone away from this world, but is still shining today. For he promises that he is with us. For Christ promises that he has overcome this world and that he will come again. For to us this day, Jesus Christ was born so long ago. To us this day, Jesus Christ is reigning in heaven right now, promising to come again and bring his light to the world. It is a light that does not end. It is one that is with us in all things. And yes, we will still in this world feel those chains around us. We will still feel broken. There will still be some chaos. But the chains no longer bind us. And the darkness doesn't blind us. And the chaos does not rule over us. Because we have our light, our Jesus, our Christ beside us. And promises that no matter when, where, or how long, he will always be there, shining. He will always and forever will be our wonderful Counselor, our Almighty God, our Everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace. Amen.